Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need to know about TikTok. How do you manage that from like branding yourself, TikTok, and making money off the field, and branding yourself as that player off the field, right?
Going in the league, just like you said, it's a different era, right? And social media is a big part of our era. Right. So I got to build a platform for myself. Mm-hmm. It helps me off the field. No doubt about it that on the field, always override the off the field in terms of marketing and all that. I was playing my best football when I was making TikToks. You know what I'm saying? So, right. So people want to get on me and talk about my TikToks, and but as soon as I stopped, we started losing.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, you gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we can wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The I Am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot, 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 hot. These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchups, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
The chase to the Stanley Cup is here. All NHL, all hockey fans, come on, get in the game, make it rain with DraftKings Sportsbook, the app. Download it, use promo code ATHLETE. But there's so many ways you can get in the game. All new customers, if you bet $5, you're going to get $100 in free bet instantly. Win or lose, doesn't matter. Get in the game, make it rain. Download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app. Use promo code ATHLETE. New customers, bet $5, you're going to get $100 in free bets. Win or lose. Peace.
DraftKings.com is the sportsbook. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay, I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE, let's get it.
What's up?
What's up, brother? What's up, baby? What's up, baby? We're back again. Yeah. We got a newcomer on set.
Yes, sir. What's up, brother?
Yes. We in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. I'm in Pittsburgh.
Chuck Sanders, beautiful man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, first of all,
I'm in Pittsburgh.
You need to watch out, right? I know you got the Bengals shoes on color, but they don't really rock with y'all like that.
Hell no.
The rules are different. Yeah. How you wearing them colors, bro?
I got a Tesla that's wrapped, Tiger wrapped, too. So I've been getting these questions all year long. It ain't nothing. It's a shoe game. You know how
it's
it is.
Look, I'm giving you a hard time on the shoes, but the wrap, though, bro, you know I'm from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. The wrap, I got to change, for sure.
Yeah, you can keep it like that if you like.
Yeah, been
it's
working.
Black and yellow.
Yeah, it's been working
it's
for me.
It's black and yellow. He been over there. Black Pat, and yellow.
Seriously, though.
No, he have to change it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. But no, because I would be pissed.
You never played for the Bengals. Okay? You looking at this division, this division. You get pick one team to play for. Who you playing for?
Like, if I didn't play for the Bengals at first?
Yeah.
I would. My mentality and the way I carry myself is a Pittsburgh type of guy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's honest. And Coach Tomlin came from a long line of coaches that I had the chance to play for in West Virginia, but that tight grit, you know what I mean? Glass eater, you know, play hard, bring two chin scraps. I think that's the Pittsburgh culture, man. So
I'm glad you
I had honest. To be honest with that.
I appreciate that.
You know, you talked about Mike T, which I'm sure we all love Mike T. I think that'll be the first question about this for this show. How's Mike T? How's it playing for him?
Mike T, there's not enough good things to say about him. You know, he'll ask you how your family's doing, and he actually cares about that. And you don't get that around the league. You know, I've obviously only played for one team, but every man that comes in and comes into the facility, they just talk about how lucky we are. So I understand that, and I don't take that for granted. So
yeah, we had him. So I went to Pittsburgh. By the way, I never lost to Notre Dame, just so you know that.
Well, so you went to Pitt?
Yeah, with the Pitt. So anyway, so Pitt's facility is next door to the Steelers.
Yeah.
So we would see Mike T all the time, and just the way he was with his team, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a true coach, player's coach.
Yeah.
So we always respected him.
Right.
Well, one thing about Mike T, he's big on respect. And now we older, right? So we come from a different era of football. Now you're 23 years old, going to your third year. So, you know, different timing. I need to know about TikTok. I don't know how to TikTok. And obviously,
you
Pittsburgh dudes, you and Juju, y'all love
TikTok. Yeah, they love TikTok.
And we need to know about that because it's like, on a serious note, it's like, how do you manage that from like branding yourself, TikTok, and making money off the field, and branding yourself as that player off the field, right? And also being serious about your team and you know, coach says, hey, no TikTok before the game. We got a game to play on Sunday. It's a divisional game. It's the Bengals. How do you manage that, being serious and also branding yourself?
Yeah, I mean, going into the league, just like you said, it's a different era, right? And social media is a big part of our era. So I got to build a platform for myself. It helps me off the field. No doubt about it that on the field, always override the off the field in terms of marketing, all that, you know, the most important on the field. But I was playing my best football when I was making TikToks, you know what I'm saying? So people want to get on me and talk about my TikToks, but as soon as I stopped, we started losing. So
you bringing TikTok back?
I mean, we'll see. We'll see how the season goes, but I'm going to have to go 3 days, you know.
Right.
You know,
I don't think it was the TikTok.
Nah.
I think it was Big Ben. I think he should have retired last year, not this year.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's frustrating is we're doing TikToks the whole season, 11-0. You ain't hear nothing about it. Like, oh, keep them coming. Oh. We love these TikToks. Keep them coming. We lose a game. Now it's a TikTok. It's a TikTok. You know, now it's that perception shifted.
Perception,
It's all. It's not about what you do or what you say. It's about what you do and what you say and how that perception is perceived on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I say the exact same thing as you and I have a bad perception against me and you have a good perception, people are going to like what you said more than what I said, even though we said the same thing. So it's all about the perception. And, you know, unfortunately, perception over the year, last year, has changed. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of why I've been off TikTok a little bit.
Was that big in the locker room though? Like a distraction?
Because
the media
talked
about it so much.
Yeah. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everyone here knows that the media needs to sell.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They
need clicks. And the good don't sell. You know what I'm saying?
They don't.
You know, oh, Chase picked up garbage after practice. That's going to get one retweet, three likes, you know? Oh, Chase was littering after practice. That might get some talk, for example. You know what I'm saying? So in the locker room, we were having fun. We were having a good time. Everyone was hopping in the TikToks, and, you know, people started making accounts, and it wasn't a distraction, but the media will tell you it was.
I'll be honest, you know, I'm a part of the media, right? And I think we all kind of old school.
Mm-hmm.
For us, when we came in the league, they talked about eliminating distractions.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have social media. It's a totally different generation. It's a totally different approach. So for us, the reason why we never really tried to lean into the media and make too many headlines was because of that moment. You guys are 11-0. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have that bad run, bad game or bad play or whatever. And now, boom. They're waiting for that.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, but the business around, you know, football and what we do you know, it comes with a lot. So I guess my question to you would be, how have you grown from that, or what have you learned from that, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, you were doing it then, why you stop? If it's not a distraction, or if it's, you know, if you were playing well then, why you stop?
Perception. Yeah, so exactly, perception, right? So it's not a distraction. If I did 10 TikToks a week, you know, I haven't posted, I've probably posted 2 TikToks, 3 TikToks in the last, like, year. But it's perceived as a distraction. It isn't a distraction. Right, Let me tell you, like, in the locker room, there'll be people hopping in, oh, let's make this, let's do this. It's not a distraction. We're just having a good time. We humans, too. It's just perceived as a distraction. So if I make a TikTok, it's not a distraction. But if we go and lose that game, that TikTok is part of the reason why we lost. You know what I'm saying? That's it, right? Don't make sense.
Right.
But do you think that's a distraction?
So
if we in the locker room, first, because we didn't have this when we came out, but do you think it's a distraction if I'm putting up a TikTok an hour before the game?
I think that it is not a distraction. However, I'm going to be super savvy with what I do on social media, because I know that perfection isn't going to, we're not going to be, you know, perfect every single play, every single game.
Right.
And when we make that mistake, then that's what that's the reaction you're going to get from the media.
But I understand. But what I'm saying is, if he do a TikTok, that don't, how is that affecting the whole team? Because you might not even be on your phone.
Because of the conversation, right? Like, they're 11-0 in the middle of the logo. Like, that was, I'll be honest with you, that was disrespectful.
Yeah, that was real disrespectful.
That was every game.
But we did our own logo too. You know, it wasn't. It's not like we stopping on
the culture of football, though. The culture of football is like, do that. Hell, yeah. Even
if y'all would have did that when we played,
that's a different era.
That's a different era.
Cincinnati.
I didn't do it one time. I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong dude on the show. It was not me.
But Peck, though, listen. When they start playing bad, I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm riding with y'all. Mm. Even when I was knocked out the playoffs when I was playing,
right?
Got my black and yellow on. Facts. What you mean? Oh, that's in my blood.
I can't wait to get all your money.
I follow y'all, fans, and then it goes bad, and that's all we wanted to talk about. The producers wanted to format it to the show. That's when it becomes a problem. I think you're wrong, though. For you to only do 3 TikToks over the last year, I think you're wrong.
For sure, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's like a...
Why is he wrong?
No, I was just about to say the same.
Because...
Why would you be wrong?
Because I think the way y'all went about it back then was wrong. And I think as a young wide receiver, a young athlete, you have to learn how to, you know, manage play the game and manage the media.
Sure.
When to do that, when not to do that. It's a game. It's a lot that goes into that. But the business... Yeah. Off the field now is so big on social media. Like, I am now an influencer. We are YouTubers now.
Yeah.
You need to teach us how to do TikTok. You need to teach us how to, you know, grow our audience on YouTube. You're talking about when you're done playing ball, if you got 1 million subscribers, you could potentially be bringing in $200,000-$300,000 a month in revenue.
Yeah.
Do you make money on it?
I make, like, that's the most money I made with anything. You know, it was through TikTok. And I got my Jordan deal partly, like, a big reason was that, because my social media. Like, they told me, they said, the reason why we wanted to sign you is because you're so prevalent in the social media space.
Are you serious?
100%. And, like, people don't get that, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm focused on football, you know, as much as I can be, but I'm also a human too. You know, I got to enjoy myself. I got to do stuff that I like, and that's one of the things I like. And I continue to do it through that year. Right. And, you know, obviously we lost to the Browns, and then every time, like, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, it's just something. It's not it doesn't affect my feelings, doesn't hurt my feelings. But, you know, you don't want that perception to build until you can't come back anymore.
Right.
So the reason why I hopped off a little bit is because I know I'm gonna ball out this year. So the perception is going to shift.
Heavy. Yeah.
So now when I make a TikTok while I'm balling out,
it's all good.
It's not even, you know what I'm saying?
No, give me more. Give me more. Teach me more. Because I asked you earlier, what did you learn? Tell me. Because you got to be specific. It's not just I'm balling. What else? What other parameters do you have around when you start balling and you get back on TikTok?
I mean, it's all about timing, right? And what you're posting. A lot of the things I did, you know, I did workout videos. Like, you know, I took them through my workout routine and stuff. So it's like, that stuff's hard to hate on, but it's like, you know, it just depends on where you are, where you're filming, when you're posting. It's always better to post after a game,
yeah,
right? Because then you don't even have
eyeballs.
Before I would post the day before a game or something, and then everyone goes to that and goes, boom, and that's the reason why we lost.
Right. Okay.
So now okay. I'll probably just do it after the game.
Right, do what you're going to say, right.
But
right.
Hold on, time out. After you win.
After we win, of course. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I asked about the parameters is because, you know, with the fans, you say play the game and the perception. We lose. Yeah,
no one want to see you dancing when you're losing.
That's right.
And the fans don't want to see. And in our locker room, man, come on, just at least dance when we win. You know what I mean?
Right.
That would be the conversation probably that we would have in between the group is, hey, yo, man, this dancing, we losing like a man, what's up?
you mad about it.
If we're 1-4 and we win, no, I'm not making no videos. You know, if we're 3-4, I'm not making no videos. It has to, and it's not even on my mind no more. It's not even like, oh, I want to make this because, like, you know, some people have sucked the fun out of it for me, right? So it's almost like not fun anymore, right? Not that I care what people say, but it's like I'm doing it, and it's like now it seems like it's getting back to like the front office, you know, like. Oh, it's a distraction.
Hold on, let me tell you something. It's not that it seemed like it's getting back to the front office.
Yeah, it is.
It is getting back.
But sometimes it's a distraction, though, because I will say this, right? Devin Bush, he's a leader on your team, right?
Yeah.
He spoke on it.
Yeah.
He tweeted out, am I wrong? He tweeted out about the TikTok, a video came out, and he spoke that, hey, he better not see that this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then same day, he comes up to me and was like, man, media twisted my words. You know,
well, he tweeted that, so we can read. He said that.
Well, there's articles after, like, you know,
yeah,
paraphrasing it or whatever. Right. And he comes up to me, he's like, yo, you know it's not like that, blah, blah. Because Devin never had a problem with no TikToks. Oh. You know, I'm not saying he was ever trying to hop in, but he never had a problem with it. You know, we're doing it in the locker. Like, it takes 10 seconds. It's not a big thing, you know? Big Al said the same thing, said something about TikToks.
Oh, I seen that.
Big Al was into a lot of TikToks with me, like. He was doing the thing. So it's just like it's perception
timing,
will always blow
timing.
That up.
It's time. Look, I'm going to push this conversation forward. But before we do that, look, get back on your TikToks. Don't give a damn. Front office. I love Coach Tom and all this. But at the end of the day, bro, you're your own company. It's just about timing. And you got to understand, you got to have parameters. You got to have boundaries around this. Because the reason why you talk about Jordan deal and this deal and that deal is because linear television is dying, right? So how they used to advertise, it's a new wave.
Mm-hmm.
Influencers and not just athletes, it's people who have engagement on social media. So if I don't see you TikToking at the right times and Instagram and YouTube,
you gotta call him.
Yeah. I'm calling
you. Gotta call him.
It's a problem. Yeah. Just do it when you're winning, bro, and have a plan.
Yeah.
You know, man, have a social media team that can manage that. You know, but and don't, bro. You're talking about the front office, isn't that? This is the new wave. This is the new era.
Yeah.
Hell, we need to learn how to, you know, to
TikTok.
YouTube and TikToks for real. I don't know
how to TikTok.
When you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero.co.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
I just can't do it.
So I know you said earlier, before I push the conversation and shift gears here a little bit, should Big Ben had retired, you know, the year before?
I think at the end of my first year, no one would have said that. But everyone, I feel like everyone's saying that as the year when I always should have retired. It's so easy to do that after the fact, right? So it's tough to say. I mean, he was banged up for sure. He's fighting through a lot of stuff, and he's a vet quarterback that brings a lot of intangibles to the game that no one will ever see.
That's true.
If he did retire and we had some other dude come in and go, 5-12, they'd be like, damn, Ben should have came back.
Right.
It's hard to say that. It's easy to say after the fact.
But we can say it because we probably seen Ben at his peak.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. He only been playing Ben with, two years?
Ben was a dog, bro.
Yeah.
That's all. Ben was a dog. Yeah. I mean, we had so many battles. And I look at your numbers. So your numbers was about the same. You maybe been 15 yards shy of last year. Mm-hmm. Touchdown was a big difference in the red zone. Yeah. You had 2 this year. You had 9 last year. Were they playing you different?
When you're playing with a vet quarterback, you want to stay on their good side and stay in their good graces, right?
That's true.
So
facts.
That's the same. Everywhere around the league. Anytime there's a vet quarterback, I'll talk about it with all my boys when we're at a training facility or something. Just talking about the quarterbacks, how they are. Every time there's a vet quarterback that's been there for a while and wins games, if you don't make a couple particular plays, you're probably not going back.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of times, I got formationed away from shots that were in the end zone,
Wow.
And that's because I had a couple shots that, maybe 50-50 balls, but, we
was TikToking.
I was too busy TikToking. So it's I think this last year it kind of shifted away from, hey, I need to get chase the ball every time we hop in the red zone, so.
That's surprising though, man, because the great quarterbacks, and I put Ben in that great quarterback category, they give their guys second opportunities over and over again. Brady's another one. Maybe I'm going to this guy, he missed a couple passes, he dropped a couple passes, I'm going right to him.
Mitch Trubisky, and then what's the other
quarterback? You know his name is Kenny Pickett, baby. and listen, I'm 96.7 of the time right. He gonna be your starting quarterback. Not week one, not week two.
So you telling him?
Week six is going to be, he's going to carry Pittsburgh, the tradition. Big Ben, he's leaving it in his hands. I'll tell you that right now.
The tradition
and
goes.
You know I'm always right.
You think you're biased in any way when you say
that? I just think that. I just think that, in Pittsburgh, every 6 to 7 years, we get a dominant player. We don't have enough time to go through all the names, right? You're sitting with one of them right now. But listen, Kenny Pickett is the truth. If you watched his last year in college, he was going crazy. And he don't have these. He don't have these players like
Alabama.
It's a big difference in college.
He's one of the top wide receivers in the business.
And it's a big difference.
And he bought out. I'll say it like this: Joe Burrow, Kenny Pickett. I can't see the difference. Only thing I can see, I see a guy that's tough. And I say that because he went to Pitt.
That's my dog, Kenny. Better be the greatest of all time.
You gonna see?
You gonna tell me?
And he come on the show next.
So what you saying is he going? Is he?
How's he look?
He looks good. He's mobile. He's fat. He's faster than people think. So that's going to be new for us. And I think it's going to create plays. You see so many of Jamar's plays and T's plays from Joe leaving the pocket and making plays happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're young. We're versatile. We're dynamic. So he's going to add to that. Whether it's Mitch, because Mitch is also mobile, Mason or Kenny.
Who you like?
Ooh.
I like all three. Gotta be.
But if you had to take one.
Yeah, you know I can't.
There you go. No distractions. Eliminate distractions.
Speaking of all these quarterbacks that y'all talking about, Coach Tomlin, y'all go from no TikTok, then y'all have the kid Dwayne have.
Haskins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pass away.
Yeah.
What was Coach's message to y'all at the beginning of OTAs to get y'all? Because it's always hard when you losing April a brother, 9th. Definitely a teammate. You know what I mean?
That's tough. Yeah.
What was that conversation like?
Yeah. I think Coach's biggest thing is he just didn't talk about football at all, you know, because at the end of the day, it's really not about football, right? It's about your brothers, your family, people you love. He just told us to, you know, like, never take anything for granted, especially when it comes to life. Not football, like, life. Like, telling people you love them, the cliche things, but the things that actually matter. And when you do them, you know, like, I was with him, like, you know, minutes before shit happened.
You were...
Yeah, so like,
man,
that was when I was out in Fort Lauderdale. I was gonna try and meet up with you at your facility.
We got training together?
Yeah. So we were all out there.
You answered the phone, Brandon?
No, he hit me up. You called me and said, yo, I'm here. And he said, I wanna get better. We talked quickly. Mm-hmm. I said, what's your goals? Mm-hmm. And I said, give me the three things. And you told me those things. You said, okay, we're down here and I'm gonna hit you
That's
up.
Tough, man.
And then couple days later, or maybe a week later, that happened.
Yeah.
But you said that you were with him minutes before.
I feel like I failed him, you know, and I feel like I could have changed the outcome. Oh, and that's man. Why it was so heavy. It's like, and I was close. I was a minute away from stopping it, essentially, from changing the outcome. But you can't really beat yourself up on that. But it's tough when you know, like, right. Damn, if I was a minute quicker.
A minute quicker, yeah.
Like, because I went back to grab him, and he wasn't there no more. So I missed him by, like, a minute. I was gone for a minute. Came right back.
So how are you processing this? How are you healing from this?
Yeah. It's just tough. I think about him every day. Like, I only knew him for just over a year, right? Obviously, the cliche, you never know how much someone means to you until they're gone. But being with him in his final moments and, like, seeing who he was as a person, just, like, in his purest form, that's tough when you're right there, you know? And, like, you know, you almost feel like you could have saved him type deal. So that's tough.
So, you know, Pac and I both lost teammates. I actually lost two. Damian Nash, we went to his celebrity game. I'm sitting in his living room, and his wife and him in the back were waiting to go to take me to the hotel. She's like, oh, Dame just fell out. Heart attack, done, gone. And then also D. Will, we're out partying, hanging out, and you know, we're arguing with some guys. We get in our limos. They shoot up, you know, D's limo and Javon Walker's. He get hit, gone. Bro, I was hurting for a very long time. So that's why I asked you, like, how are you processing it? And I know you got your own stories and maybe your own advice. But I think that if you're not talking to somebody, you probably should be talking to someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, I posted some stuff on social media the day I found out. And that's because, you know, my sister went through her mental health problems and she's not with us no more. So I posted a video of me crying about after I heard about Dwayne, and I went back and forth with myself. On whether I should post it, because I know everything about the perception. But with my sister passing, you know, I kind of took it upon myself to be a voice for mental health. So I thought to myself, you know, what kind of man would I be if I'm going to, you know, sit up on a stage and tell people to express their feelings and tell people what they're going through, and I can't even do it myself.
Right.
You know, I was going back and forth that video for a long time, but I wanted to show people, you know, maybe part of my coping, that it's okay not to be okay, you know. It's okay to be vulnerable, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that video is going to come up, people are going to clown me, but if I could have helped one person, you know, through tragedy, maybe save one life or, you know, have one person reach out to me and I can just have a conversation with them, then I'm cool again, you know, made fun of for however, you know what I'm saying, just because I was crying on social media. And that's what it is, man, just trying to take tragedy and make it into something.
So I had a chance to see you at Vegas at All-Star Weekend. And I seen you taking a lot of pictures, being a photographer and studying, enjoying the game. And I had a chance to talk to you earlier, and you say, I just fell in love with taking pictures of other ones. Someone has always wanted to take a picture of me. Tell us about that camera lens, man, and how much what you doing. Like, is it your getaway from everything? You know what I mean? Is that your coping?
Yeah. I think I've always been interested in it, but I think, you know, just like you said, everyone's taking a picture of me. I feel like it makes me, I'm a normal dude, you're normal, everyone here is normal. You know, we're just perceived as not anything but normal, right? We're put on a pedestal. But I feel like taking pictures of other people makes me feel normal again. And around people makes me feel normal. So I think that's just something that's helped me just go on with day-to-day stuff, is just feeling normal, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I am, and when I talk to people, they're like, damn, you're pretty normal dude, you know,
like
what I'm
down
saying?
The earth type.
But they'll look at me as if I'm some superhero, and I get it, but I'm also trying to tell people, like, yo, I'm just like you. You can have a conversation with me. You don't have to stick a phone in my face or anything. Like, we can talk.
Yeah. Has that been challenging as far as, like, the fame and all of the attention?
You know, you soak it in, you soak it in, and after a while, there's just some certain situations and settings where it's like, damn, like, I hate being watched, you know what I'm saying? And feeling like I'm being analyzed or what I'm doing is on video. Like if it's the off season, it's my friend's birthday and we go out and have some drinks and there's just people watching, taking videos, like, that gives me a weird feeling, because it's like, everyone in the world does this. Everyone celebrates their friend's birthday.
Right, but if
I do it, you know what I'm saying, it's on video and it's posted, you know, and then I'm creating a distraction. So it's tough. It is tough.
Can I give you two books to read? Mind Body Mastery by Dan Millman. Another one, The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. What I feel and what I see, bro, is like, you're figuring out. I think when we all were young, first couple years, we was trying to figure out all the money, fame, friends, family, women, all of that. I would also suggest, with everything that you're going through, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't really dive into the story of your sister, then you lost one of your friends. I think talk therapy is critical. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're leaning into that.
Yeah.
You know, just someone that you can talk to be able to bounce these things off of. And here's the other thing, you're not normal. And I think you need to get used to that. When you go
That's
out,
true.
You different. There's a target on your back. You know, you can't go out there and, yeah, you got to be always on your P's and Q's. If I sip this, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because if you're going to be a shell of yourself, we had Kyrie, and what he said, if you weren't about everybody else's opinions and thoughts, you're going to be a shell of yourself.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to enjoy it. And you're a superstar, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your best years, you just now getting started. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
This money, you see what they playing these receivers right now? What do you think about that? Matter of fact, the way they're paying these guys right now, you should be sitting back like, whoa!
Couple I'd be celebrating every time I see a new deal come
right.
out. Yeah, with Christian Kirk, he's my new best friend.
So we were just talking about the quarterback situation. You guys are interviewing three quarterbacks right now. So my question is this the rebuilding year for the Steelers, or the Steelers gonna win 9 games?
We're gonna have a rebuild year at one point, but it's not gonna be any time in the next 10 years, I don't think.
So y'all not rebuilding, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you look at, you know, everyone's saying,
quarterback
we need a new quarterback. We got a quarterback. We got the pieces for that quarterback. We got, you know, receivers. We got the defense.
Y'all got receivers.
So it's like,
got a good running back.
You know, so I think we went in 13.
Here you go with this TikTok team.
Oh,
this right now,
I'm gonna be calling.
And then all of a sudden, here you go.
Because look, you know, it's gonna come back in 8 months.
Right.
Would you say 13 games?
13.
Yeah. If Kenny the quarterback, 14? They're gonna win a division.
What?
I said it again.
Judd Butterow.
We're going to dog them.
Judd Butterow.
They got Joe Burrow.
Judd Butterow.
They have one.
It ain't that one.
Next year, like, how are you evolving? What you ascending to, bro? Because you come out legendary. Well, I wouldn't say legendary. Phenomenal rookie campaign. Mm-hmm. Second year, that's why you asked, was it you or was it Big Ben or was it just the situation? What about next year?
Yeah, this year, like every year you learn, right?
Yep.
What to do in the offseason. You take every year as a learning experience, you know. My first year, I'm going to say my second year, I was a better football player than I was my first year.
Mm-hmm.
The plays just didn't work out, right? Yeah. Some of the plays didn't go my way. I didn't make some plays I didn't make. But as a football player, understanding the game, knowing what to do, knowing where to be, I was better. So I'm going to be better this year. And, you know, just like you said, understand I'm not normal. I feel that way when I'm on the field. I know for a fact I am not like the rest of the guys in the NFL.
Talk.
I know I'm a top five receiver. Yeah. I know I'm a top three receiver.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You know, I just got to prove to people, right? When I'm working, I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dog. Like,
right.
I'm a dog. People line up across from me too. And I just got to bring that confidence and I got to bring that spirit and I just got to show the people. And it's going to happen. And we're going to rewind this and we're going to see this clip in a little bit. And they're gonna be like, damn.
Can we see numbers?
He was right.
Can I hear some numbers?
Yeah, we're going to go 1,300.
Yeah.
10 plus. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's about like that. As long as you don't do it against the Bengals, I'm cool.
I like that.
So, I'm rooting you on.
Yeah, I
got you.
Them
two games.
It's all love.
I know you're about to catch a flight to back home, Vancouver, doing some amazing things in your community for your people. Any last words?
Yeah, so I'm going back right after this. I'm doing a little football showcase game. It's part of my foundation, me and my mom's foundation, honoring my late sister. It's called Chasing Hope.
Okay.
Yeah, as it's, we're finalizing the name and stuff to make sure it's not taken. But Chasing Hope's the name right now, and it's for mental health awareness, suicide prevention. So we're implementing those into high schools and middle schools and providing resources for people that can reach out to, you know, other people and help them and cope with what they're dealing with. And we're excited about that.
I want to say this. You said something earlier, and you were like, you know, I put this video out. People might laugh at it, whatever. Keep being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate, you know, you sharing your mental health journey, your family's mental health journey. I'm excited to not only follow, you know, your foundation, but to be a champion for you guys, participate. And you'll see this.
Mm-hmm.
So watch what happens as you continue to lean into that story.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you and love you, bro.
This was good, brother.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
It was really good.
Appreciate you, brother.
Cut. Boom, boom, boom. We wrapped that up, kid.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class.
Yeah.
And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.